大家恭敬合掌，顶礼根本传承上师，坛城三宝，主坛上师，师尊师母，主坛上师，上师，法师，教授师，法师，同门，以及网路上的同门，大家好。我第一次在西雅图开示，跟大家聊聊天。先介绍我，我是从澳洲墨尔本来的。我的法号叫做莲音，音乐那个音。这个名字我很喜欢。记得我刚刚出家之前，我就想什么名字，我音字就好。想不到我来到那个时候，莲莲法师告诉我，
居然给
你莲音哦。哇，我开心的跳起来哦。
That was told that the grandmaster gave me the 莲音 as my Dharma name.
我的皈依我告诉你们的年纪哦。我是66岁了。
I'm 66 years old.
比师尊
quite old.
六个月。
I actually was born 6 months earlier than grandmaster.
这是我来这个世界上最幸运的最有价值的，就是接入到真佛中认识。
This is the most valuable thing that happened to me to be able to approach to Buddha.
我记得我是在1990年呢。
That back in 1990, I took refuge.
15岁，我跟着妈妈。
When I was 4 or 5 years old,
庙呢拜拜。
That I was following my mom to the Buddha. To the temple. And I was thinking that the Buddha are here to fulfill our needs. Never thought about attaining the Buddhahood.
一直知道90年那时候，因为我觉得
Only until 1990
我追求的很多我达到了，但是结果
A lot of things that was going after I have
我有两个女儿那时候
I have fulfilled those wish.
莲心法师上个礼拜六
I have two daughters that ordained last one of them ordained last week.
他们两个呢
And two of them
跟我一起住，那个时候我已经
was living with me at the time that I was divorced at the time.
之后才皈依的
And I took refuge after I got divorced.
莲心法师
The older daughter.
他告诉我，
莲心
妈，这个世界上
Reverend 莲心
不只是人，
told me that
还有很多东西你要知道的。
There's not only people, there's a lot more things you have to know in this world.
那时候呢，我就想也是的，但是佛书有嘛很难看的，应该是对他的文字很深的。我先试一下了，去一间书店里找。
It's really difficult.
因缘来了。
I went to a bookstore reading.
一定是白话文的了。
About the Buddha Sutra. So it was really difficult, but I brought home a Buddha Sutra, a book. It's even better than winning the $1 million
lotto.
I bought 30-some books of Grandmaster, written by Grandmaster. And I was reading every day. I'll be working and then I'll be reading the book.
那个时候有皈依的，我马上就皈依了。
And I took the refuge instantly.
A
few days later, and I read about reciting the High King Sutra. Then I brought home from one of the temple a sheet that's printed with the High King Sutra. And then posted in front of my bed. And one night, all of a sudden, I I saw light, all the words that were three-dimensional in the air. I opened up my eyes, sleep.
也是看看高王观心真经哦。 那时候我就要念这个经了，宝堂堂那块。
I keep on reciting the Hiking Sutra.
只是念了早上跟晚上。
I only recite the morning and night.
也可以帮助人家的。那我。
And I know that I could be helping other people too.
不学全了，所以呢。
And my mom had.
向给他了。
I was a.
两三个晚上,
transferred the mirror to my mom.
我看见,
I saw that night, all of a sudden, the leaves.
在房子屋顶刚下来, 二十多片, 一阵刚刚刚,
there's 20-some leaves were falling off the roof.
在地上卷,
and they were circling down.
第二天,
and then I saw the same thing again the second night.
一片一片的, 不是树叶,
It's not like a leaf, it's kind of like a circle of, like a peacock's feather that was falling down. From that point on, I have great faith in Chu Buddha. And I gotten the... cultivation book, the procedure, and I started cultivation. There are six of us doing cultivation, including Reverend Lian Wei. And then Grandmaster was over there. We were cooking for him, and he was doing the consultation for us. And there's
one.
And I registered for my mom for one of the ceremonies. That early morning, I dreamed of my mom that I took refuge for her right before she, before her death, before she passed on. She appeared in my dream. I was thinking to myself, didn't she pass on? But she bowed to me, which brought her hands together. And then eyes were kind of red and then disappeared. And I was thinking, there's no birth, there's no death. This time I went to Seattle, I came to Seattle, I asked Grandmaster, where did my mom go? And then I was told by Grandmaster that she was born in Western Paradise. I took the sheet of the paper that printed with the Hiking Sutra. I wrote it. I burned the sheet. And I put it inside of the coffin. That's what I did back then.
Burn
the paper and then start moving.
完全一个字都没有变化，那张纸还是站着那边没有变化。我就说，艾琳啊，你来看呐，那个。It
looked like it wasn't.
看我张纸，看我关真真真真。
I call for Eileen, my daughter. It looked like it wasn't even burned down yet, but in fact, it was all being burned down. It was quite odd. So it was the superpower of the Hiking Sutra.
十几年来，十八年了，实修，我完成。
For 18 years of the cultivation, I've single-hearted. I have not back up. I I have some problem with my eyes, glaucoma. I don't think for myself. I just kept reading the book. I wanted to purify the karma. We're here to get rid of all karma from all the past karma. To slowly to unify with the universe, to have the universal power coming to us, to hopefully reborn to attend the Buddhahood. That's what I'm going to share. We're waiting for all the Buddha of the teaching from other master here. Let's all work hard together. Reverend Lianling from Calgary, Canada, Baiyun Temple. Lianling, Lianling, Reverend.
2009年2月14号，有西征，有根本年名。
I was ordained this past February 14th. Because I'm originally from Hong Kong, I have very heavy Cantonese accent. Please forgive me. It's the first time after I've been ordained, leading the cultivation group, the first time doing the Dharma teaching. This is the first time in the Dharma teaching after I ordained. So I was going to talk about how I came to ordain. First of all, I wanted to pay respect to my guru. It's all because the blessing from Grandmaster, his teaching of the Buddha.
Because,
so therefore that I have this opportunity to be here today for all the merit. All the merit all came from Grandmaster, all the good. The Ruth Guru. There won't be me here if without the Ruth Guru. Secondly, I wanted to also pay respect to my wife before I ordained. When I first came to the temple, when we talked about being ordained, he didn't ask me. He asked her if it's okay. That at the time she did not hesitate. She get permission right away. Supported. Ever since I made that decision, she was very supportive. Usually the wife wants the husband to be next to her, to be with her. But she knows that no, the sentient being that she's willing to offer me to the sentient being. I'm also very grateful to my mother-in-law, that my wife's mother, that I also asked her for her thoughts about my ordination. And she was gladly accept that idea and said that you should go ahead and hurry up. And also for my wife to hurry up and then ordain to help out Grandmaster. When I was growing up in Hong Kong, I was sent to my parents to a Buddhist school, how to pay respect and homage to the Bodhisattva. Then when my parents found out that I was going to ordain, they did not support the idea. They feel that it's kind of losing a son, knowing that no member of last year, that they only until last November that they finally changed their mind. They is to preaching, helping the Dharma preaching. It's not only your heart is ordained, your appearance is also ordained. It's for all the sentient being. Being a cultivator without ordination could serve the sentient being as well. But a lot of time the sentient being to look at the external form, they don't necessarily accept those who are the cultivator who have not ordained. It makes it a little bit easier when one is ordained. My parents was first time saw the broadcasting over the internet, and they voluntarily gave me the permission to ordain after they watched that broadcast. Here, I'm really grateful to Shimu, help and all the arrangement of done by Reverend Nianning. Otherwise, wouldn't be able to be here today. And then last, I'd like to be send my attitude to my brother, my older brother. Back in last October, his grandmaster has not said anything, and I've not seen him, my older brother, for 2 years, over 2 years. When we met, I told him what, and my brother told me that the mom and dad not supporting to you being ordained. He said that if you really have the ability to help the sentient being, to help them being on the right path, you have to
所谓带仗不走小路,
not passing the opportunity.
会明白,
sooner or later, the parents would understand, because what he told me has threatened my decision.
好好的家庭, 好好的工作, 很多的钱,
good job, a good family, and a lot of money.
几十年里面,
when you look back after 5 or 10 years, what have you gained?
什么也没有,
nothing at all.
生的时候, 我们没有带什么来,
We did not bring anything with us when we were born. When we die, we won't take anything with us either. We came empty-handed, and we're going to be living empty-handed as well. There's nothing that we can take with us but our karma.
We're
following us. We got to be diligently cultivate. It's really depending on the karma affinity, where one's going to be ordained or not. Some of, I heard that disciple people say that they're going to wait until the parents are no longer living before they will be ordained. This is affinity. But also some people say they can wait until when they're in their 50s or 60s to ordain. But then when you think about it, when you get to that age, are you still able to promote the Buddhism, the Buddhist teaching? It's not right if you did not ordain because your parents didn't support. You cannot let down of the guru's expectation. You have to do what is the right thing. This is why I
ordain.
Let's talk about, a little bit about the
Buddhist teaching.
Let's all come out hard. Don't think about the good. Don't think about the evils. To purify our heart. What needs to be said has been said.
菩提即性,
菩提,
本即具足, 单用其性,
nature, we have
成佛,
we already have it. Now, on behalf of everybody, I'm going to invite Grandmaster to give us a Dharma teaching. First, pay respect to Monk Liao Ming.
Sajja Zheng Kong Sang Si.
Sajja Zheng Kong Master.
16th Da Bao Hao Wang
Ka. 16th Dharma King.
Tu Deng Da Ji Sang Si.
Tu Deng Da Ji Master.
Jing Li Tan Chen Sang.
Pay homage to the three precious jewels.
主坛上师,
Presiding Master, Master Lian Ming,
师母,
师母,
上师, 教授师,
All Masters, 法, Senior Reverends, Reverence, all the disciples, students over the internet, may everyone be auspicious. This evening, I was to continue to offer the discourse on the Six Patriarchs, the Six Platform Sutra. I am only going to talk about a short piece. Six Patriarchs said, the audience of all to learn, for prajna arises from that of the essence of the mind, and it is not from that of an external object, for there is no misunderstanding concept of this, for when the intellectual is used correctly, its natural features. For Six Patriarchs said, for features then will be one's true nature, for that of the one truth is all truth, as Tathagata said, from it is from deriving that of own Buddha nature that is the derivative for it. For it is not from an external factors. Do not the mind use it incorrectly. If it is, for that of one's own Buddha nature, for is then the true nature, for you have utilized the truth, and that is the true nature being used. This is what I will be talking about. For that of all prajna arises that from within the essence of the mind, and it is not from an external source. For there is no misunderstanding concept about this. Let's talk about the factor of that is not from an external source, for the main point lies from here. In the Buddhism in India, for a great Sangha, for it is a different positions that lies, and that is a individual that is what we consider a middle path, and at the very end, it will be then transmigrant to be the most utmost secretive Buddhism, and it is then also known as the tantric practice, for there is a point and a mind of it, it is said, for there is no segregation, for you cannot classify it. For the teachings that lie within India, for I mentioned, and that is, it is that illusionary of us, it is as one. For there is also a same myth that lies in China, that is heaven and human, it is also as one. For the thinking of that in India is also the same, and that is what is illusion, and I is still the same. That is the heavenly gods, and I is unite as one. It is God and I are the same as one. During the hanging of that of the Buddhism in India, it derived a thinking, and that is the Tathagata's
realm of a thought. What is this? It is a representation that this Dharma Tathagata is all as one of Tathagata. For it is that the Tathagata, for the Dharma Tathagata isn't, and us as a human being, every individual is also the Tathagata. Within the individual in itself, there is the origin of the Buddha nature. To transform, and that is Buddha and I is united. For it is not from an external. For this thinking is very easy to understand, it is said, if you to understand all of your own past transgressions, then you are that of Buddha, then that of the Buddha nature will derive from. Take all of your pollutants and clarifying and cleansing, then the Buddha nature will arrive. This is called the importance of that of the pollutants to be cleansed of all. Then you are an individual who is a purifying Buddha. For this teaching that lies within this Buddhism, for in the transformation that of the meaning, for all this meaning that represents God and a human. Are one. All those different meanings, they're all the same. But this reasoning, for us as a Buddhist practitioner, it is more easy to say. An individual of its original Buddha nature, it is like this to be. Every one of us, during the living, the elements of that of the fire, wind, etc., all of these elements, is it then that the Buddha nature will arise? Especially that is after death. This all resides in one's thought. Is it like this? Many individuals do not know. For the Buddha nature to appear, what is it like? They're not able to grasp. But here, the six patriarchs already said, for it does not exert out from the external object. It doesn't come from it. For us, we have placed this word I very heaven, very high. For I have thought of this before. For like that within the universe, the cosmos, if I am non-existence, where's the sun and where is that of the moon will be shining upon? Who is it that's breathing? Who's eating? Who's living? So today, I drew an art, wrote some words. And that is in this world.
好像是真的。
If what appears to be real,
若假
what appears to be not real,
一个犯的。然后下面的是情啊，这个感情。
And then the next word, it is that of a feeling.
若有，好像有。
If it exists, as if exists, or is it not?
有跟没有是一样
的。For what is have and have not, what is real and fake, they're all the same.
那莲明上师啊，刚刚讲。
Like what Master Lian Ming said.
安静下来。
Allowing that of asking you to calm, and allowing you to think.
这个世界。
This world.
好像真的
seems real,
好像假的
but then yet it seems not real.
这个感情啊
and feelings,
你以为是有
you think it's there, but then it's not,
又好像有
and then vice versa.
这根本都是一样的
for it is all the same.
人跟佛之间，人跟佛之间
for between the human being and that of the Buddha,
事实上是合一的。
In reality, it is unified.
是合一的。
For what is real and fake
是合一的。
Is united. For what have and have not is also united.
天地间啊,
Within the heaven and the earth, it is all derived from that of this word I.
你不存在。
From. If you are non-existence, you won't have the feeling.
天地就没有。
For then the heaven and the earth is not there, but because of the presence of you, so then therefore,
才有一种感觉世界上
so then there's the actual feeling of the presence of the things around you, for that the worldly things are here. But if you are non-existence, then these feelings and these things will also then disappear.
所以这个我啊,
so therefore, I is very powerful.
我就是天。
For I is heaven.
我就是神。
I is God.
我就是佛。
And I is Buddha.
在印度有这样子的。
In India,
最后的佛教思想。
The very last thinking that was mentioned in India that said,For in here, for what the sex patriarch has said,
不是从外面进来的
for it is not from an external factor that come in, for there is no misunderstanding of the for then is that the true intellectual when it's used, that the natural features will then be one's own true nature to be used.
这个很难去解释这个
This is very difficult to expound on these sentences.
佛经里面有一部经典叫做般州般
There is a sutra that is called 般州三昧 Sutra, for I have said, and that is the power that lies from within that of the fully the Buddha for us as a practitioner.
只是站着
standing
一直在念佛一直在绕
continuously call upon the name of the Buddha
七天
and walk around the Buddha statue consecutively for 7 days
连续到九十天
or consecutive for 90 days
只是站着他不要
to stand not sleeping
那你实在是很累了。
Though you're very tired,
空中掉一个绳子下来。
Then within the cosmos of the universe, it'll drop a rope and you just hold on to it and you just relax briefly. But within your heart, you're still continuously chanting that of the Buddha, utilizing all three elements to recite and to name the Buddha, to to enter a realm called Samaya, and that is the stability of one's mind. When you have achieved the stability and you have truthfully entered this, then you'll see universally the 10 realms, all the Buddha will appear in front of you. It's like that of the stars in the galaxy. In this moment, you may ask, what is then Buddha nature? And then respond the correct response. Then at this time, you can ask Buddha, who am I? Where am I from? Where am I going? When the Buddha appears in front, then the Buddha will respond to you. For every question, there will be one response.
像这个无着啊,
it's like
他有疑问的时候,
there's a student named 无着, that is having no attachment, not being it. For then is in that Maitreya realm. I ask Maitreya. And the Maitreya responded with an answer. And then this individual then descended into this realm. What his answer was. For this is kind of like the Four Li Samye Sutra. Or that of the reason. For what is it that we as practitioners rely? We are relying on the power of the Buddha. Where is this power from? For the power comes from within yourself. Second, it relies on that of your own meditative energy. Where is it from? It is from your own. And there's another, and that is one's merit. For all the merits that the individual have, and that of your own meditative, and also that of the own nature, for you can see Buddha, and that of the Buddha nature. Earlier, it is called the standing meditation of the Buddha. For earlier, the reverend spoken of regarding to the High King Avalokitesvara Sutra, and that of the responses for it, she can also see. And then Master Lianming, talking about its gratification for its renunciation, that of ordain. For his offering his gratitude to the surrounding individuals. But actually the one who really needs to be gratifying it's that of itself. Today, if his own enlightenment as a Buddha nature, not having his stability, and that of its own merits, how is it then that he can actually renounce it? For once renounce it, you must have that stability. The stability must be very strong in order for one to renounce it. Another is that of its Buddha nature has gained its enlightenment. So then it is that of the power that lies from its own. So that is one's merit. It is this his many lives. For it is then it is own merit energy, all of these three combined. So then today it is then Master Lianming to have. Although he had offers gratitude, all the external, like 子尊, thanking his parents, in-laws, and also his wife, his brother. But if you didn't have these three elements and power, all those around you will not encourage you to renunciate or encourage you strongly on it. So truthfully, it is that of himself, inside of him, his own Buddha nature, the enlightened nature, is really him who needs to be thankful. If I say this, it's more easily to understand. So for all, the mind is really truthfully from that of your own, and that is from the essence of within of your own mind. For within Zen has said, for I am Buddha, and Buddha is I. For one is that in line for that Buddha. And for that of the purity that lies then is becoming of a Buddha. Today, you cannot see and witness that of your own Buddha nature. It's because you still have this attachment. You still have also your karma, also having your pollutant, and that is the physical body being present. But when you can actually throw away that of the body and purify all of your past transgressions and also all of the pollutants to be a cleanse, then your Buddha nature would appear. This is the main point. For us entering that of the Samaya, for those of you who understand, when you have calmed the mind, when you are in a very tranquil state, for you can see that of your own self, the Buddha nature. For that is the self nature of one's to be then attaining that one's Buddhahood. When you have seen your own Buddha nature, you must cultivate and be very diligent. It's like what Reverend Lian said. For today, I have written an article. It's talking about the Ananda's story that lie within the India, for that is the center of the religion of Anandana. There is a individual called Fufa. It is right at the end of that of the in session of that of the Buddha. It is a protector that was born. The Fu in Chinese means protection, and that is the Dharma. In Chinese it's called Fu Fa. Following its birth and also renouncing, and the door was supportive of that of Ananda. And it cultivates a city. It is a individual who has cultivated within the city of an Ananta. It is one of the most respectful individual that of a disciple, and it cultivate is called Sun Le Vajra Dharma. Cultivated for many, many years, did not receive a spiritual response. And then it lost hope, and then taken its mala beads, threw in the bathroom. That evening, than the Vajra Yogini,
你已经快要相应了。
You're almost reaching that of the spiritual response.
你要再精进了，你
If you continuously be diligent, then you will achieve your spiritual response.
那个护法呢？
And then that of the protector,
醒
过来。 Then woke up from the bathroom,
把它捞出来。
Then bring back the mala prayer beads,
用香水再喷一喷。
Washing it.And then use perfume to spray around it.
重新再修法,
and then start over on its practice.
相应,
then receive its spiritual response later.
那么这个按照这个,
and according,
慈恩宗的说法, 慈恩宗的说法,
within a response, and that is a written record, it said, it reaches nirvana at the Da Puti, the Patagaya tree.And enter that of a nirvana. And it was only 32 years old at the time.
按照密教里面,
According to the tantric practice, he did not really enter that nirvana. He's using the nirvana to leave this mundane world, but rather to cultivate diligently into the cave, in the cave and cultivating the true Vajra.So therefore, although within the city of that is Anandoto, he is called Fufa, but actually was then gone into a cave or next to a creek to cultivate. So then if you translate, it's called Biwaba, which is Dao.
Dao Guo and Xi Jing Gang.
It is Dogua, and that is the Hevadra. For it is there, it receives the true ultimate supremacy of the enlightenment. Today, this morning, this is what I was writing about. Here is said, as cultivators, it isn't.
几年好，我修几年就。
I cultivate for how many years, or I cultivate to a spiritual response. But the most important is what you have to attain that of the Buddhahood, the truthfulness. You must be very diligently and be practicing it. So therefore, although you may understand.For all of us understand the Buddhism. Like right now, the bow and the arrow.
我就是佛.
For everyone said, I am a Buddha.
佛就是我.
And then Buddha is I.
你懂啊?
Theory, you understand that Buddha is I am Buddha.
佛性.
Within me lies the Buddha nature, and it's always there within all human beings. But,If I cleanse that of the pollutants, then the Buddha nature will appear. Everyone can say it. For one to just speak openly about it, but rather you have to actually practice it and actually experience this response, and this is what needs to be. So for Six Petras said earlier, for if you speak emptiness,But then your action is not illustrated. How is it then you can actually see of own Buddha nature? Or you cannot use the mouth to speak about it. But you yourself must actually go and practice it to actually allowing one's own true nature to be featured and to attain it.So following that of one's mind in order to see your trueness, and that is the true self-nature. So here, this is very important to understand the logic, to be able to speak about emptiness, but actually it is not. It's useless.
啊、这里有
Here,
这个人写了这个
Someone has written
供养那几个
Offered
那么我稍微提一下
Some
是合一的道理合一合体的道理
What does unification of one's body mean?
像这样子来讲
Here you could say like
他才懂得这个
But one to understand the Buddhism can understand this.
有一只狼啊，掉到这个冰的水池里面。
There is a wolf fallen into a cold river. What is it called? It is called 槟榔. 槟榔 is a tobacco ingredient that spit.
掉到冰河里面。
But when you use the connotation of the sound,When the wolf fallen into it, it's called 槟榔. This is only if you understand Mandarin. Then you could actually laugh. It's all about the sound. Recently, I have given a lot of names, but it's all Master Lian Ning helping individual. What is the original name? And wanted a new name.Then I will go ahead and give a good name. One, it is last name is Jian. Jian in the Chinese means simple. In the middle name, because in the Chinese tradition, in the middle name, there is a required name. And that is a reason.But when you use the sound of it, it means pick up. And I told Master Lindley, what word is good? And we're searching. And there is a Qianlong, what is then is money. And the individual asks, it is the most best name, and that is if you translate the full name, means you know you have found money, you have picked up easy picking up the money. That's what this name would sound. 捡到钱. So every individual recently seeing on the television in Taiwan on the highway,
这个好像是说把那个千元的这个一千元的新台币啊
The NT dollar, the $1,000,
and
is throwing the money, and it said it's given out many and thousands, and many individuals who drive it, and when they saw the money, they immediately parked and on the side, and next thing you know, it's a great traffic headache, because everyone was collecting money.
有这种事情
To have this event,
撒钱的人现在
that individual,
还没有找到
they haven't found who this person. Why is it that he was giving money?
啊，为什么？
Why?
他要撒钱。
Why is it that he wanted to give these money?
什么人？
Who is it?
啊，现在警方都在找这个撒钱的人。
All the policemen are looking because on the highway,
千元的新台币啊，这样撒出去。
All these brand new Taiwanese thousand dollar bills is like, oh, if I feel that of the great universe, all the individuals who were driving, they all parked and they were picking it up. So therefore, it affected the traffic. This name, if you translate it, it means easy pick up money. It is very good. This is a very reverent name. For in the Buddhism,
如来场是最佳的名字。
And this is another Lu Lai meaning Tathagata. For the Buddha lies in this great cosmos and lies within us, sentient being.
你要去开发它，开发。
You have to blossom it.
精进的去开发它。
And very diligently of blossoming, then the Buddha nature will then appear. Here, it is a joke that's not quite fair. There's a duck and a crab racing. They race, and then the duck and the crab reach its point. Isn't this fair? But there's always got to be one that's first place and second, and then the judge said, then why don't you guys perform the paper, scissors, or rock? And then you could guess rock, this scissor, this paper, scissor, rock, paper. And then the duck had its temper. You are not fair as a judge. You know when I open, I'm immediately going to have paper. Because if it's paw, it's going to be a natural paper. And then when the crab naturally will be scissor from its claw. So therefore, this judge is not being unfair. Here, if you retrospect as a Buddha nature, all human beings are equal. For I, Si Zun, have Buddha nature. Master Lian Ming has Buddha nature. Reverend Lian Ying has Buddha nature. Reverend Lian Lai has Buddha nature. All are Buddha nature.
都是平等的,
all are equal.
还有呢, 不是说,
and also, it's not just the reverence who has the Buddha nature.
一样通通都有佛性,
this includes all of you individuals, all have Buddha nature.
所以我写了一篇文章,
so therefore, I have written an article, The Reverence and the Layman and the Mundane here in the home are all equal. It's just that when those who have renounced it, they are just cultivating more diligently, but also to propagate the Dharma, but also to focus its primary duty on it. But for those of you who are at home, you could also practice diligently. You could also propagate the Dharma and help the sentient beings. For all have its specialties and its duties, it is all equal. It is unlike that of the duck and the crab when they are performing. Of course, the crab is going to win because the duck, when it put out its paws, it's just a duck paw, and that it becomes transformed instead of paper. And then when the crab appears, of course, going to be its claws representing a scissor. What does it mean earlier when it says not from the external factors? And that is the Buddha and I is unite as one, as one body. For us as Tantrayana practitioners, for us, for that is the entrance of one emergence, is the emergence of all. And what for Buddha, descending from that of the universe into that of yourself, and then for I, then I'll rise into that of the Buddha's heart. What is this? This is wanting you to practice this visualization. And then slowly to allow your own Buddha nature to arise. To enter a Buddha and for a Buddha to enter you and that emergence of the One. How is this? This is saying, through this duration of this time of practicing, to allowing you to realize there is no distinction between Buddha and you,
唯一的障碍在哪里？
Where is it that lies as one karma that might hinder you?
是你。
Is when you think you are you and Buddha is Buddha.
障碍在哪里？
When this karma appears, it is Buddha is outside and it's not inside and it's not inward.
所以六祖他
So Six Patriarchs said,
最重要的一点
the most important thing,
佛不是在外面的
for that is the Buddha, it is not outward.
佛就是你自己本身
Buddha is you.Your own nature self, your true self.
So,
although we are practicing the emergence of one, for this is just a convenience, a dharma method, but you have to practice this. So then, you can allow the Buddha to enter you, and you enter with Buddha.
That's a way.
For this is just a method.
所谓的法
For this Fa means represents Dharma. This is what is being spoken to a human being. It is what Buddha has said. You must utilize these methods, these Dharma methods. When you have realized it, then you realize the Buddha is that of yourself and yourself is Buddha. And then when the Buddha nature appears, it is like this then.
那么我重提
I like to now ask two questions have not been given an answer and that is as an individual in a mountain
四周都是高山
surrounded by all the high peaks that are mountain not able to exit at this time what are you going to do
一个就是
one
在孤岛
Or individual is on an island, you do not know how to swim.
你要出这个孤岛
You need to leave this isolated island. What are you going to do?
还是希望这个
I wish students
啊这个问题因为这个
can solve this question. For there are many individuals have responded, but no one has.Answered it correctly because everybody here all know there was never this mountain was non-existent for there isn't the I for there isn't this isolated island for I am not on this island I is non-existent an island is non-existent everyone is giving me this response saying it's non-existentThen what is it that I'm here purposely asking? Here is, I want you to think of that existence of that room. How are you going to respond to me? In that environment, how are you going to respond to me? Like the story about the tiger, when you have practiced the equilibrium heart,I'll recite the fourfold refuge mantra and then the tiger will eat me when the tiger eat me with these fourfold refuge mantra then the tiger will also then be enlightened then the equilibrium was practiced and the individual said wrote a letter and said I will first visualize And my heart's going to transform into a lotus. And then within the center of the lotus have a particular C syllable. And then a particular Bodhisattva would appear. And then the Bodhisattva radiant light. And then after the radiant light, then it'll bless the tiger. And then prior to your completion of your visualization, you've already been eaten.
Om Mani Padme
Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.